John Rojak plays bass trombone for the American Brass Quintet. John, while I was just going through the Aspen Public Radio Library of Classical Records, I discovered something, the CD called The Romantic Bass Trombone. And I thought, oh, John plays bass trombone. I wonder which bass trombone. Oh, it's John. So it was really great to discover that you have two CDs out. Rojak Rocks is the more recent one. And then you have this romantic one.
Composers who wrote for bass trombone, like Chopin, Schumann, Rachmaninoff. In fact, there's really legitimately only one piece on the CD that was originally written for bass trombone. And that's the piece of Edward Lassen, because the way it was written, I had wondered if it was perhaps for cello, since there's no place to breathe in it. So the music is romantic. I also wanted to title this first CD, Or Music My Mother Would Like.
Right.
Because everything is very tonal, and Mom wasn't a big fan of the avant-garde, like I am, actually.
Well, but I have to ask that. That's the next question that I come up with here, is that the American Brass Quintet are very much purists. I mean, the only thing I ever hear that seems is Renaissance and then contemporary music, or 20th century music at least. In other words, music that was intended for brass quintet, and no arrangements are ever made, unlike many other brass quintets that do make arrangements of things. Are your colleagues kind of frowning? Did they raise their eyebrows when they saw you making arrangements of Chopin and Rachmaninoff and Schumann?
Absolutely not. We all actually do a lot of various things. In the quintet, we are purists. But outside, we'll play anything. We're happy to play transcriptions of tunes. You know, we'll play big band gigs, Broadway shows, whatever. But it was a long time project for me. And in fact, it was recorded in Harris Hall.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the summer of 1998, we stuck around for about 3 days and had Harris Hall all, I had it basically to myself.
Your wife Kate is an extraordinarily talented French horn player, but it sounds like she also has skills. I mean, producing an album is an entirely different skill set from developing the embouchure for a French horn.
She had to take me out back off stage and into the back room to chat with me privately at one point when I started saying, well, I thought it was pretty good. And she said, you want this to be great, right? Because if I don't say anything, it's still going to be very good. But if you want it to be great, I need to keep telling you when it's not perfect.
You know, there's something kind of funny about the cover. I mean, here you are, you have this sort of seductive smile, you're wearing a beautiful tuxedo, you have a bass trombone in one hand, you have a glass of red wine in the other hand. And so it almost seems like it's you're making fun of the idea of romantic bass trombone, but then when you listen to the pieces, they are beautifully, romantically expressive. So
oh, thanks.
Can you say something about that? I mean, just, you know, self-satire and actually producing music of great beauty.
Well, isn't that funny how there's such a thin line or no line whatsoever between satire and beauty at times?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear a piece of music that you think, I think that's cheesy. I think that music is cheesy. And then you think, well, maybe it's so beautiful. You know what? It's not cheesy. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can allow ourselves, you know, as serious classical musicians, to say that this really beautiful piece of music that sounds a little bit corny or jazzy or something really isn't. And the same with the album cover, which I got to tell you, I actually chickened out on what the album cover could have been, which was, again, my wife's idea. She thought I should have that picture, but then also be surrounded by beautiful women in fancy evening gowns. One draped on each shoulder and one maybe in front of me.
This was your wife's idea.
That was her idea, and I was the one who said, I think that's a little much.
No, you were such a faithful man. That's great. It's actually good enough, because you did give us that sort of look like this is how a bass trombonist seduces a lady. You know?
Right, right. So, which is a really rare occurrence, by the way, just for the record.
Well, you open up with a Chopin etude. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Because an etude is some of these etudes are very, very difficult to play even at the piano.
One of the etudes I came across was a left-hand etude. So the entire melody is in the left hand. And it's the C sharp minor. Some people refer to it as the cello etude, because the opening sounds like easily could be played on cellos.
Well, congratulations on surviving this year, and I hope you,
you too.
I hope you manage to enjoy the outdoors and do all the other things that you get to do when you're not as busy a person as you normally are.
Well, sometimes I get to hike with famous radio personalities.
That happens occasionally.
And also, it's so comforting to turn on KJAX and hear our friend Chris Moore on the radio. It's a small part of normalcy that we can cling on to.
John, I appreciate it, and I appreciate your time with me today, and I'm glad I happened to find out about this CD that you never even mentioned to this famous radio announcer existed.